an Irish exit. You know what that is? I think most people know what that is, but some people probably don't. It wasn't that long ago that I had never heard of it. Obviously, I'm not the one to judge everyone by, but you get the idea. An Irish exit is when you don't really say goodbye to anyone. You just look at the people you're with and you go, I'm going to hit it. I'll see you.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that they don't worry. And then, boom, you're gone.
Yeah, you just kind of disappear.
Once I learned that was a thing, it's the only exit I want to do.
I love it.
In most cases.
Yeah, it's also sometimes referred to as the trap door.
I'm going to hit the trap door. Yeah. The opposite is the Midwest goodbye.
Oh, man.
Which takes forever. I grew up in the Midwest, and I hate it. I don't know how Steve, having grown up in New Jersey, it's not like that in the South, Kelly?
No, in the South, we got a simple, well, I don't want to take up any more of your time. And that's
that sounds awesome.
It's so easy because it's polite, and it's the way people can say, all right, this is me leaving, or this is you needing to leave my place.
Now, for those who've never...
That's how the Midwest goodbye starts.
It's how it starts.
It's, you put your hands on your ears, and you go, well, yeah, I should probably get going. And then you make it to, like, the foyer or near the front door or wherever your shoes are, and that's when the extra 45 minutes happens.
Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Yeah, y'all are not good at goodbyes.
I am. I will drag people out the door with the family.
Because
like, hey, we got to go. We already said goodbye. Let's go. Get in the car.
And new conversations will start. You could be halfway down the driveway and be like, did you ever hear from Doug about the car he was going to buy?
And with my specific family that I grew up with and my brothers and sisters, my mom and dad, a lot of times that'll be the most important conversation we have that day. It'll be like, oh, by the way, remember so-and-so? And it'll be like a cousin I know well or an aunt or an uncle. And it'll be like, they died or something, you know, something big news. Hey, by the way, we didn't mention anything the last 3 hours while you were here, but your dad has a lump behind his ear that they're worried about. What? Mm-hmm. I'm carrying leftover sodas and three kids are overtired.
Hey, before you leave, how do you want to handle Uncle Fred's estate?
Yes. That's the Midwest goodbye.
They'll tell you about an event that's coming up that you then have to say, okay, yeah, I'll check my calendar. I'll keep you posted. That's also, I'll keep you posted is translation for it. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
Don't expect me there.
The other one, I had a Midwest goodbye recently where I love them. I was so glad they came to visit our house, but it was a school night for us, which not only for the kids, but for us, which means, and told them before they came over, hey, we go to bed at like 8 o'clock, just so you know.
Yep.
Okay. Well, they got there at like 5, so that's no problem. It got to be like 7:40. Hey, we should probably get going. I know you guys have some stuff to do. Your kids probably have some homework you got to help them with. Yeah, we probably do. Not in a mean way, just as a, yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to kick you out. Then we sat at the table for like 20 more minutes until it's the time that I said we normally go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, well, we should probably get going. And then they went to the kitchen and started looking at their phones while now we're starting to put kids to bed around them. Mm-hmm. It was 45 more minutes before they put shoes on. Before they put shoes on. I can't take this. I should be allowed to push you out the door like you failed at the Apollo or something.
Yeah, unless they're cleaning up the dinner or whatever they came over for or helping out with the kids in a way that is actually helpful and not annoying. Get out. Like, just go, because at that point, I've been polite. I've been said, hey, I'm about to start winding down. I told you what my curfew was or my bedtime was, and here I am looking at you like, how are you not picking up on these signs?
Also,
what's happening?
I'm assuming they want to go, too.
Yeah.
It's not rude. You can go. You said you needed to go. I agreed. Now you go. That's it. I love you. Love you, and I want you to come back, but I also want you to leave on time.
By the way, all these examples of a Miss West goodbye are the Midwest goodbye of us getting to the Irish goodbye.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This is
we've just done this.
What it is. Example. Acting.
Oh, I have a story. I have something that goes with this.
Yes, this was all a bit. We planned this.
Now we'll actually start this conversation over again.
Yep.
So if you've ever heard of have you ever heard of the Irish goodbye?
Yes.
Guys, this did you know Lois?
I think you went to college with her. She went to a different university 35 years later.
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
Couple of rules tonight. If you are leaving and the dance floor is good, if you're going home and the dance floor is really good and the bride and the groom are on the dance floor having a really good time, Just go home. You don't need to come and say goodbye to the bride and the groom. They understand that you've had a really fun time. If you need to tell them that you had fun, send them a text message. They'll get it. They'll understand you had fun. They get 2 hours of dancing. Don't ruin it with your hugs and kisses and cuddles over by the door.
That's the photographer at an Irish wedding.
Oh, I don't like that.
I do.
I like it.
I don't like that he became the main character at something where he's supposed to be wallpaper.
That's a good point.
But they might have put him up to it. Sometimes maybe. People do
He might have said, I'll tell him.
Say, yeah. Hey, take control of this.
I think he also was, it was before the bride and groom do their entrance type of thing. You know, when the bridal party and the groom,
okay.
and they
mm-hmm.
all come in and they say, like, hey, stand up here or clap, or this is what they're going to do. I think he was preparing them for that. I love that.
I waited, Steve, at you and Annette's wedding. I remember waiting for quite a while because right as I was getting ready to leave, you guys started to take some photos, and then there was a photo, like a photo booth where there were some props, or
yep.
a photographer had
yep.
some props. And then you ended up talking to, it looked like a close family member you didn't get to see. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to interrupt that. So I had another drink while I waited to say goodbye.
Oh, no. Should have gotten out of there.
But it would have. I would have felt really bad. You wouldn't have been mad at me. You weren't sitting around. There's no way anytime during your honeymoon or at the later point of the wedding, you'd have been like, wait a minute, that freebeer didn't say goodbye. Get him on the blower and make him come back. No,
hey,
way.
Man, did you leave? Oh, I should have sent you a text like 2 hours later saying, hey, where are you?
No, I stuck in
did
there.
Did you leave?
I said goodbye. I hugged you both. Said how happy I was.
Yeah, like,
and probably said, you're lucky I found you a wife. Something stupid that was insulting.
I'm the biggest, like, oh, give your hugs before you go kind of person. But yeah, at somebody's wedding where, like he said, they have 2 hours or whatever time they've got at the venue to enjoy it. And you're going to make them spend it by the door saying bye to everybody. No, leave me alone. I'll be out there shaking my ass. Shoot me a text. Thanks for coming.
And that's coming from Maitland, who loves vacation hugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. I love them. But
can't leave. Can't leave without a vacation hug.
You can y'all, if my time comes to have a wedding, y'all have my permission to just go home.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for music. Me. Music's on. Hugs are over.
But I would want to tell you how happy I am for you.
You're more than welcome to, but like also you also don't feel bad for not doing it.
I will resist the urge if and when this day comes.
I love a good Irish goodbye.
Oh,
what is they're just so wonderful.
They are wonderful. What is something you can't Irish goodbye from then? Because wedding would have been one where I'm like, you can't really do it there.
I mean, it depends on how big your family is. But for me, I can't do that anytime that it involves my family. Because our family's small. If I just up and left my parents' house and didn't say goodbye.
That'd be really
weird.
That would
be really awful.
That'd be really weird.
Like, I can't do that.
Now, we have gotten them very short at my house.
Yeah, I've gotten
when we're leaving.
At it. Yeah,
but it's still not an Irish goodbye where you're like, "Oh, where did he go? Oh, the brake lights say they left."
Yep.
Is there anything else besides that? Funeral.
No, you can Irish dip out of
funeral. Oh, definitely.
Sure.
Funeral.
Oh.
If you go to a funeral, do you have to go to the meal afterwards, assuming there is one?
No.
You don't have to.
Man.
But I mean, I like it. It's free food.
Honestly, like that's my favorite part is the banquet afterward. It's not like I like the sad part where I'm watching a box go in the ground.
If you're struggling financially and you need a meal.
Uh-huh.
Guy, when we were in Omaha, I wish more people I knew would have died. I was so poor.
Some of those spreads are good.
Yeah, like if they have a good shrimp cocktail, I don't think it's asking too much that they at least distribute what the menu will be in advance so I can make my decision based on that.
When have you been to funerals with shrimp cocktail?
Well, you know, I know some fancy people.
I'm going to go to these fancy funerals then because mine are usually grandmas with crock pots.
Exactly. Funeral potatoes. Remember we talked about that? And then I had a funeral that day and I learned, and everybody's like, you never heard of funeral potatoes? Like, can't you name them something not bleak?
Yeah, it's usually basically, like in the Midwest at least, it's basically Thanksgiving with less effort.
Hey, Ma, make some of your death biscuits?
I'll take it.
In the South, it's great. It's usually chicken salad. So good.
Yeah,
all these little tea sandwiches, chicken salad sandwiches.
Here it's it's almost always ham and cheese, like deli sandwiches or whatever.
Wait, what are the... Because the funeral potatoes, I know we talked about it, but I just assume that since it's a Midwest thing, it's some kind of potatoes, cheese, and like
I think that's it.
And ranch of some kind.
I don't know if there was ranch, but I definitely thought it was cheesy potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I think it you know, but they're not au gratin because they're not sliced sideways. It's just it's more like hash brown type of cheesy potatoes.
Okay. It's not a full potato.
They're terrific. They're good.
This text from the South. I don't know, Kelly. Midwest goodbye sounds an awful lot like our Southern goodbyes.
Oh, not for me. I don't know. I feel like my friends are real good about, all right, I got to go. And actually, a lot of my friends they Irish dip out all the time. And it's generally one of those things you have to text them and be like, where the hell did you go? Oh, I'm home already. That's my favorite. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm just glad you're safe. And you didn't have to bug me before you left.
Text, free beer. I don't know why you're upset about Irish goodbyes at weddings. You had the most Irish goodbye at the wedding for you and Kayla. You just didn't invite anyone.
Yeah, we got the Irish invitation.
That's an Irish hello.
Yeah.
Hi, you're not coming.
I've sent you a potato. Stay home.
Let's see. What about a job you can Irish goodbye?
Yeah, of course.
You don't know them.
No, they literally owe you. No. You right? work for them. To make money.
I think everything depends on crowd size, kind of. If you're out with like one other person, you can't just up and leave.
So how means if you're
unless you dislike them, but if it's like if I'm out with Bill, I can't just, hey man, I'm gonna go to the bathroom and then leave.
That's abandonment.
Yeah, that would be really mean.
Okay, so Hot Wings, let's say you're in a family the size of my wife's family, where there's all kinds of siblings, all kinds of
cousins and everything.
Yeah. So there's if they have a family gathering, there's often 40 people there or more. Can you Irish goodbye that?
Yes,
not telling anyone.
Yes,
really?
Well, you let one person know. There's always like the person where whoever's closest to wherever the door is, where you're leaving. Like, hey, Kelly, I got to get going, and I don't want to get caught up, so I'm going to dip out. But just tell everybody I said bye. Okay, see ya.
So if it's leave Kayla's mom's, I don't have to go to Kayla's mom and go, hey, we're taking off.
Well, you could tell her, I guess. You could pick. She could be your designated person.
What if it's a little harder when we have all eight of us?
It's you hard can't to do
sneak
it
out.
No, you can't do that.
You got to get like 20 minutes ahead of it and be like, hey, okay, one by one, 20. I need you guys to go start going to the car. Just slowly. Don't say nothing.
They're
going
to notice when I ask the same three kids to put their shoes on 56 times because of their ADHD.
No, in that case, you're supposed to like Irish dip on your whole family. Like leave the kids with the grandparents. Like, that's when you Irish goodbye for a while.
How long could we be gone with that many people there before anyone would notice?
Oh, my brothers do that all the time.
They do?
Yeah, they have so many kids, and I got so many siblings, so I got so many sister-in-laws and ex-sister-in-laws, and just a big old family. And my brother and whoever they're married to will just be gone. I'm like, damn, I've been hanging out with your kids for like 5 hours. So, where the hell y'all been? And they come back, and I'm like, you look well rested. What the hell? Did you just go take a nap with them?
Yeah, we went out for dinner, had a drink.
Yeah. Good time.
So, Kelly, it's not even they tell one person, hey, we're going to bump out a little while. Is this okay? They just dip?
They dip. And then what's funny is if any of my other siblings, like if I see my brother about to sneak off because he's going to go like walk and go back to his house for a couple hours and like smoke or something and just hang out, I'll be like, you better take me with you, you little son of a bitch. And they'll be like, no, I don't tell nobody. And sometimes they'll be like, don't tell my wife now. And I'll be like, Christy! Michael's dipping. Come on, let's go. We're going.
So you got to keep an eye on him.
Yeah. Well, I think me and Michael are the two that'll be like, all right, bye. Real, real quiet. And then people will text, where'd you go? Oh, we come back. No worries.
I'm from the South. This person writes from Tennessee. I just yell, I'm leaving. And then everybody yells, bye. And I leave. That's beautiful. You have a wonderful family and good friends.
Mm-hmm. I do love hearing y'all say bye, because when I first started
picked it
here,
up from you.
Mm-hmm. I was walking out of the studio, they're like, all right, bye.
Bye.
And now y'all all do it. It's such a...
I've picked up that and
S dang.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, S dang, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do that one a lot.
Yep.
So, bye.
What have we given you other than anxiety?
You guys have given me accent. I love saying the word accent, because y'all are like, do we have an accent? I'm like, no, you don't have any accent. So I always make fun of y'all when I go home.
Yeah, you gotta pinch your bowels a little.
Yeah.
Us?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Your heroes?
Yes. You gotta make fun of your heroes. You gotta humble your heroes.
We are not your heroes.